Do people still make those around here?
Yeah, I guess my wife's got 25 or 30 piece tops.
She
hadn't got them together. No, she don't make them, she just...
She make them to
sell? Yeah, no, she just makes them to piece, you know, get somebody to finish them.
Yeah.
No, her and my daughter, they make Africans all the time.
Sort of a bed that you might make on the floor if, say, you had a lot of...
it.
Okay. And you say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
good.
Or in other words, it's very...
tall?
Yeah. You say, you don't have to use fertilizer because the soil is already very...
fertile.
Okay. And flat lowland along a stream.
What's it called?
Yeah.
It's called a bottom.
Okay. And a field that might be good for nothing except raising grass or clover or alfalfa.
Grazing.
Okay. And suppose you had some land that had water standing on it most of the time.
Swamp.
Okay. And what are names for different types of soil?
What, different types of soil?
Yeah, names for it. Like real rich soil or real poor soil.
Well, no, there's some of it is called clay and some black.
Yeah.
The black land is a good land and the clay is a poor.
Yeah. What about loam or loom? You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I heard of it, but I don't really understand it.
Okay.
It's a grade of soil of some kind.
Okay, and suppose you had a swamp and you wanted to get water off the swamp.
Drain it.
Okay. And the things that you dig.
A ditch. Trench.
Okay, you have a river, you know. Now, something smaller than a river would
creek.
Be... okay. Something, what about something smaller than that?
Spring.
Okay. What's the difference now? You have a creek, then you have the word stream, and you have the word branch. How do these words relate to each other?
Well, a spring, and it's a beginning, and the brook is just a branch is what it runs from off of the hill into the river, and a little brook, I reckon, would be something like a little Dead Sea.
Yeah.
As far as I know. It'd be called a tributary, wouldn't it?
Yeah, okay. So, a creek is bigger than a branch?
Well, there's no branch in a creek. It's the same thing, I think.
Okay. What if you had a real deep, narrow valley cut by a stream in the woods or in a field, and say it was about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across? It's cut by a stream.
It'd be called a valley.
Okay. I'm not thinking of exactly a valley. It's just this real deep place that was cut out in the land by the stream. It's only, say, 10 feet.
Oh, it, 10. You mean what it would be called after the water had made it?
Yeah.
I'd say it'd be called a sump hole. Yeah, this country, a sump hole.
Okay. Okay, say if there had been a heavy rainfall, and, like you have over across the street, you know, you can see those things cut out.
That's gullies.
Okay. And what are some of the names of some of the streams in this area?
Some of the names of the streams?
Yeah.
Cumberland River, Rowan River, Jennings Creek, or Doe Creek.
Okay. And what do you call a very small rise in land?
A what?
Very small rise in land.
No.
Okay. Any other word?
A hill or rolling land.
Okay. What about if you were going to open the door, you would take hold of the door?
Knob.
Okay. Do you use the word knob talking about land?
Latch or handle.
Yeah. Do you use the word knob in reference to land?
Yes, you can.
What is it?
That's a little knob or something like this.
Smaller
peak.
Than a hill?
Yes, I'd say. Well, it'd be called a hill anyway.
Yeah.
We call them little knobs.